Everybody, welcome to episode 341 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help make you the best decisions for your home sale or purchase. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, well, the spring sports season is really heating up this week as some of our local teams will be opening up their season if they haven't already done so. This would be a good week to introduce our listeners to the two new head coaches that we have at Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial this spring. In a little while, I'll be visiting with the new Centennial Girls Golf Coach. But right now, my first guest is the new head coach of the Ankeny Girls Soccer Program, and his team will host Cedar Falls on Thursday night in a matchup of rated teams to open the season. He is Gavin Mason. Gavin, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I bet you're excited to get the season underway tomorrow night. Do you feel like your team is ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a good preseason period. I know the girls are itching to get out on the field, play against someone else, but beating up on each other. So we're looking forward to it.
I know you're a little soggy from the rain tonight, and it sounds like it's going to be around for a few days. You're probably going to continue to be wet, aren't you?
Yeah. It'll be cold and rainy tomorrow, but we'll be ready.
You kind of expect that this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, hey, before we break down that matchup and look ahead to the rest of the season, I just want to talk about what led you back here to Ankeny in the first place. You played for Ankeny in your freshman and sophomore seasons in 2014 and 15 before transferring to Ankeny Christian Academy. So you would have played for Coach Brian Duax in those two seasons before he moved across town to take over the Centennial program. You know, did you learn a lot about the game from Coach Duax?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Duax is a fantastic coach. I really enjoyed my time in the Ankeny program. I feel like I grew a lot under his leadership. So it's fun to be back in town now. And even though we're on opposite sides of the town, it's just a neat opportunity to be coaching now. Not directly against him, but just coaching here at the same time.
Sure. Well, Brian, of course, was a standout player at Valley who later went into coaching. So you're obviously following a similar path now. When did you first realize that you wanted to get into coaching?
When I was playing in college, so I went to Gustavus Adolphus College up in Minnesota. While I was playing in college, an opening came up at Mankato West High School up there. I had a friend who was coaching on that staff at the time, and he kind of convinced me to try it out, and just instantly loved it. Was working with middle school boys, and I ended up staying there for the next 7 years. And I've done some coaching for Iowa Rush Soccer Club as well in the meantime, Mankato United Soccer Club up in Minnesota. I love it. I love working with the kids, love being around the game, and sharing that passion with the next generation.
Well, yeah, I know you were a junior in college when you first, got into that coaching at the high school there. And it's kind of because injuries derailed your own career, right? Is that kind of what got you into it?
Yeah, unfortunately had some injuries those first couple years of college that led me to decide that maybe my time was better spent not beating myself up just to preserve my health. But just getting to work with the kids was so rewarding to me, and just found a passion for it right away. Fell in love with it.
We said you spent 7 years there. You must have been pretty happy out there in Mankato. But you told me previously that when the Ankeny job came open with the departure of Coach Simon Brown, that you just couldn't pass up on this opportunity to come back home, could you?
Yeah, absolutely. I loved my time up in Mankato, but growing up in Ankeny, I love the community. I love the soccer community here. And my wife and I, with this opportunity coming up, just felt like now was the right time to make the move back. My family's here, so fun to be back around them. But yeah, absolutely excited to be in Ankeny once again.
We took over a program that has had a lot of success under Coach Brown. He guided the Hawkettes to an 87-23-4 record over the last six seasons, and he led the program to six straight state tournament appearances, including a Class 3A championship in his first season in 2019. Your sister Cambria, of course, was a senior on that squad. So I'm sure you feel like the foundation that Coach Brown built, really made this an attractive position, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I can't say enough about what Coach Brown did here at Ankeny. I got to see it firsthand while my sister was in high school and played for him in the program. And then obviously the success that they've had since just speaks for itself. And I think, especially just knowing the type of culture that's been built here, not just success on the field, but the way that the team interacts, enjoys each other, and that culture that's been built off the field as well, really made it an attractive position. I feel very fortunate to be able to step into a situation like this as a coach.
We also told me earlier that you've come back from Minnesota every year to watch the Ankeny Derby until this last year. So you must have had some, pretty good familiarity with the girls in the program. Did that make it a little easier when you first got here to recognize, some of the names and some of the faces?
A little bit. Yeah. Here and there I had watched them play, had followed the program. But obviously, it's different than meeting face to face. So we had a good period over the winter where we were consistently together for lifting and had great turnout at those events, open gyms, things like that. So that's been a really good opportunity for me just to get to know. Obviously, when you have a coach who had been around for a long time, there's just a bit of a learning curve for both the new staff and then also the girls to get to know and trust us. So yeah, a little bit of familiarity coming into it, but really this last few months has been fantastic in getting to know and work with the girls, and they've all been so great to work with. We have fantastic personalities. So
we'll talk about some of those girls here in a few minutes. Of course, you previously coached girls at the club level, but this is your first position, coaching them at the high school level. Has that been a pretty smooth transition for you so far?
Yeah, I think so. Having worked with boys high school previously, obviously there is a little bit of a difference there and kind of a shift mentally for me, but I have the experience with the girls at the club level, so it's just kind of trading off, I guess, and the differences between the high school and the club level, something I'm used to navigating. So I think it's been pretty smooth so far.
Well, the preseason rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union came out the other day, and it's no surprise that six of the top seven teams are from the CIML Conference. You guys are fifth in the rankings behind Waukee Northwest, Valley, Centennial, and Linmar. Is that about where you expected to be with the amount of returning talent that you have?
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes to just, again, what has been built in this program, the continuity and culture that we have. We are returning a lot of experience from a team that went to state last year. There's question marks always when a new coaching staff comes in, graduate, some really talented players. So I think it speaks volumes of the program and that we find ourselves in that position. And we just hope to, keep improving every day and earn that ranking.
All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. MJ Properties is also a sponsor of the podcast and is the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic 2, and we certainly appreciate their support. We're visiting with new Ankeny girls soccer coach, Gavin Mason, and I want to ask you about some of the individuals on your team now, but let's talk about Cedar Falls first. The Tigers are 11th in the preseason rankings, and they returned some key players from a team that went 10-5-2 a year ago and lost a pair of 1-0 games at Ankeny. One of those was in a regional final. They have an outstanding senior goalkeeper, Alexis Montgomery, and she played a huge role in Cedar Falls' 1-0 win over the Hawkettes 2 years ago. In that game, Ankeny outshot the Tigers 30-3, but she came up with 17 saves as the Hawkettes were unable to find the net. And I remember Coach Brown, telling me at the time that was, a very disappointing loss because he felt like his team had dominated the game, but just couldn't find a way to beat Montgomery. So you guys will have your work cut out for you tomorrow night, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Having, spent some time watching those games from the last couple of years, just stands out how hard they play. They're very bought into the system that they play in, physical, aggressive, and they play really hard and with great intensity. So talking with the girls, we know that we have to come out ready to go and ready to match and up that intensity.
What are you hoping to see from your team tomorrow night? What questions do you have about your squad going into the game? Do you have any concerns at all?
No, I think it'll be really informative for us. We didn't end up getting a preseason scrimmage on the schedule, so this will be the first time that we've seen the squad match up against someone else. So I think it'll be informative for myself, for the coaching staff, just to see us out on the field. What we want to see is just what we always want to see. We want to keep the ball. We want to dominate possession. We want to create chances. We want to play with intensity and mentality, kind of the same pillars that the Anking program's been built around for a number of years now. We're not reinventing the wheel.
All right. Well, your team does return 13 varsity regulars from last year, so it is a very experienced roster. However, you do have to replace the production of All-State midfielder Allie Mackey. She accounted for 41% of the team's goals by scoring 16 times last year. Of course, she's now playing at Iowa, where she helped the Hawkeyes reach the NCAA tournament last fall. And you told me earlier that she's the kind of player that you just can't replace with one girl. So it's going to take a team effort to replace that production, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. Like I told you before, not someone that you can just have a ready-made replacement for. So, but I think the experience that we're returning, the number of players that we have, is going to help us, you know, make up for that production. We might not have a 20 goal scorer, in our team, but we have, several girls who I believe are ready to step up and help fill that void.
Yeah, you certainly have some girls, you know, who could be prime to take on a bigger offensive role this season. Senior forward Ava Paoli scored 6 goals and had a team-high 8 assists as a junior, and she joined Allie on the All-State first team. You know, how has she looked in practice, and have you seen her, you know, maybe becoming a leader for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. Ava's been really impressive with all of her work in training sessions so far. She's a great player. She's someone who we'll rely upon to score some goals for us this season. And she, along with the rest of our senior class, who I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit more here, are above and beyond just fantastic people, fantastic leaders. So all of them have been super proud of the way that they're bringing along kind of the rest of their teammates and the younger girls. And they're going to give us a really good foundation.
And sophomore Abby Steinkamp is another forward who contributed 5 goals and 4 assists a year ago. So she placed third on the team in both categories. Junior midfielder Isabel Squires had 4 goals and added an assist, and she recently committed to play Division I soccer at North Dakota State. You know, I'm sure you can see both of them, you know, taking on bigger roles as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Both of them will be key to our success this season. Both of them also are players who are just extremely versatile, so might play a few different roles for us, depending on where we need them. But yeah, I think it's safe to say that we'll rely upon them to contribute going forward as well.
Well, this team has really relied on a strong defense over the last several seasons, and you've got some key returnees from the defensive unit that recorded 12 clean sheets last year. Senior Avery Taylor and junior Sophia Kephart both earned all district honors and are back to lead that unit. You know, do you feel like the defense will be, you know, pretty stout once again?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's one of the strengths of our team. I think that's where we have probably our most depth, and it helps that we have players who have been playing together for a number of years now at the varsity level in those positions. So, and I think Sid, Ben Howling as well, Soph, Kirsten, all good players in their own right. And again, just have that experience playing together. And that's going to be very beneficial for us.
And then one of the other attorneys is sophomore Paige Hartz, who could take over the goalkeeper position following the graduation of Sylvia Bartlett and Claire Close. You know, do you expect Paige to be your primary goalkeeper, or do you have some other girls that, you know, who are still competing for that spot?
No, I think Paige is certainly the one who has stepped up and taken on that role. And she coming off of basketball season. So we've been kind of working her back in here, but yeah, I've been impressed with what I've seen from her as well, and I think she'll be ready to go and ready to step up for us.
Well, after this game against Cedar Falls, you guys will play some other Tigers on Tuesday when you travel to Valley for your conference opener. And like I mentioned earlier, Valley is number 2 in the preseason rankings. You know, I know you've probably been mostly focused on your own team heading into the season, but, you know, at some point you'll have to look into these other teams in the conference and diagnose their strengths and weaknesses before you play them. You know, this is definitely going to be a brutal conference race with 6 of the 9 teams, you know, ranked among those top 7 in Class 3A. You know, a team could potentially go 4-4 in the conference and still be, you know, one of the top 5 teams in the state. How do you see the conference race this year?
Yeah, it's going to be so competitive, like you said. Lots of top teams, which is nothing new for the CIML. So we know that you don't get an off night. You know, every team that we play is going to be tough. We're going to have to come ready to play. And our goal is to compete every night and hopefully get some results.
Milwaukee Northwest, of course, is the defending champion, and you know they have some key players back as well, and they've had so much success in all the different girls sports, it seems like. I mean, you probably have to feel like they're the favorite going into the season, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they come in with that number one ranking, right? So until something happens otherwise, they're the ones on top. So yeah, no, they're very talented, though. Again, Valley, really talented. Centennial's going to be talented again. So it really could just come down to, like you said, you know, a team could finish 4-4 and still be a top five team in the state. So small margins.
Well, it should be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll probably see you at the game tomorrow night. I hope that rain holds off.
Me too.
All right. Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right. Well, it turns out we're only going to have one guest today, as I just found out that my second guest, the new Centennial girls golf coach, Coach Marty Kippe, can't make it today. He had an emergency kind of come up at the last minute, so we'll have to reschedule and have him on another week, but we'll certainly do that. So this has been the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I thank my guest for coming in again tonight. We had a new Ankeny girls soccer coach, Gavin Mason, and come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.